Howdy, folks. I've noticed that folks with horse sense don't bet on them. I'm Pat Buttram for delicious double mint chewing gum to bring you just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's just entertainment. Live entertainment, that is. That's kind of unusual these days when most everything else comes pre-cooked on film or pre-recorded. You know, even books. We used to read books. Now we hear them on records. And you can get complete meals now in a box. Just unwrap, heat, and serve right off the aluminum plate that it comes on. Or if that's too much trouble, you can get one of these pills that are the equivalent of a full meal. Wash her down with water, wipe your mouth, and dinner's over. I know a fella whose sleep is recorded on a phonograph record. You see, he gets into bed and puts on the record and lies there while the record says, "You are falling asleep, sleep, sleep." When he falls asleep, the phonograph keeps right on playing, and when he tries to wake up in the morning, there it is saying, "Sleep, you are falling asleep." So he falls back to sleep all over again, several times. Come on, wake up, Paula Richards, here now. Show us what you can do with Allegheny Moon.
Allegheny moon, I need your light to help me find romance tonight. So shine, shine, shine. Allegheny moon, your silver beams can lead the way to golden dreams. So shine, shine, shine. High among the stars, so bright above, the magic of your lamp of love can make him mine. Allegheny moon, it's up to you. Please see what you can do for me and for my one and only love. High among the stars, so bright above, the magic of your lamp of love can make him mine. Allegheny moon, it's up to you. What you can do for me and for my one and only love.
Very pretty. You know, at the risk of sounding like a Pollyanna, I want to say that world is just full of little things that give you a nice lift once you start observing them. And let me tell you, double mint gum is one of them. Yep, you got to hand it to double mint for giving you a lift that lasts. Ah, that cool, pleasant double mint flavor refreshes you right off. And all the time you're chewing, you enjoy a lively sort of satisfaction that lasts for as long as you like. So treat yourself to double mint gum for a swell pickup, will you? It's a real enjoyable way to refresh yourself. Say, now that the army's got rid of the cavalry and the mules, about all the animals they got left is the canine corps. You know, those wonderful dogs that they train to do sentry duty. I understand Lassie and Ren 10-10 expect calls from their draft boards most any time now. Well, here's four boys who answered their call and served their time. Jack Halloran and his quartet to sing Bendemeer Stream.
Hiya!
There's a bower of roses by Bendemeer Stream, and the nightingale sings round it all the day long. In the time of my childhood, 'twas like a sweet dream to sit mid the roses and hear the bird's song. Oh, the roses soon withered that hung o'er the way, but some blossoms were gathered while freshly they shone, and the dew was distilled from the flowers that gave all the fragrance of summer when summer was gone. Thus memory draws from delight ere it dies, an essence that breathes of it many a year. Thus bright to my soul as 'twas then to my eyes is that flower on the banks of the calm Bendemeer. The banks of the calm Bendemeer.
You know, the other night I heard the great American poet Robert Frost say that all this attention folks talk about today is their own fault. He said we all can be happier and live longer if we learn how to relax. And you'll notice he says learn, because relaxing, that's something you got to train yourself to in little steps, just like any other kind of self-educating. Well, double mint gum can give you some grand help in relaxing. The steady, natural chewing is great for easing away tension and soothing your nerves. So if you want to learn to relax, well, you can start off with chewing helpful double mint gum often, every day. It's real good for you. Well, that means it's Buttram bonus time, and today I'm going to tell you how to ride a bus. Now, first, you've got to be patient. Buses, you know, have schedules. They don't run on them, but they've got them anyway. Now, when you stand there waiting, don't just stand there. Use your waiting time to think. For example, think how much time you lose out of your life waiting for buses. Or you can make mind bets, like even money, when the bus gets here, it'll hit that puddle and splash dirty water all over me. This is what's known as a cinch bet. Now, next thing, try to figure out where the bus will stop. You know, so you'll be right at the door, and you'll be the first one to step right in. Of course, it won't stop there, but it's fun trying to outguess bus drivers anyway. Now, as you get in, drop something, your purse or a package or your umbrella. After all, the bus kept you waiting, so you keep the bus waiting. Now, the big thing to remember about riding buses is never have your fare ready. Hold up the line by, you know, standing in front of the coin box, fumbling around in your purse for your fare. And an extra nice touch, you know, after fumbling for about a minute, finally, fish out a $5 bill. Oh, the bus driver will love you for this. He may stop the bus and put you off, but he'll love you anyway. Now, after paying your fare, grab the nearest strap and hang on there. There'll be somebody sitting in front of you, probably a man. Step on his feet and say, "Pardon me," and then step on his feet again. Keep that up. And if you see about 6 inches of space on a seat, squeeze onto it. Even if you can't make it, it'll make the others so mad they'll get up and you can sprawl out real good then. Now, remember to ring the bell to get off, a couple of blocks ahead of time. You don't have to get off, of course. It's just to find out if the driver's paying attention. Now, when you finally do get off, you'll notice that you aren't where you intended to be. That's because you took the wrong bus. So shake your fist at the departing bus and with your free hand, hail a taxi cab. That's our Buttram bonus for today, but for those of you who still aren't satisfied, here's Paula Richards and the quartet with a song she picked out herself. I didn't have anything to do with it.
When orchids bloom in the moonlight and lovers vow to be true, I still can dream in the moonlight of one dear night that we knew. When orchids fade in the dawning, they speak of tears and goodbye. My dreams are shattered, like the petals scattered, still my love can never die.
There is peace in the twilight, when the day is through, but the shadows that fall only seem to recall all my longing for you. There's a dream in the
moonbeams upon a sea of blue, but the moonbeams that fall only seem to recall
love is all, love is you. When orchids bloom in the moonlight and lovers vow to be true, I still can dream in the moonlight
of one dear night that we knew.
When orchids fade in the dawning, they speak of tears and goodbye.
Though my dreams are shattered, like the petals scattered, still my love can never die.
Well, the name of that tune was Orchids in the Moonlight, and the name of the chewing gum I enjoy most is Double Mint. Chew it after every meal, and then keep smiling. You'll be proud of your smile, because chewing Double Mint after every meal helps clean your teeth so they look more attractive. Well, this is Pat Buttram, and I guess you women have found out that fashion is something that goes out of style as soon as you buy one. Goodbye. See you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.